The Black Mountain by Rex Stout. Copyright 1954 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of The Black Mountain was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1995 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Warning. In a way, this is a phony. A lot of the talk I report was in languages I am not on speaking terms with, so even with the training I've had, there is no use pretending that here it is word for word. But this is what happened, and since I had to know what was going on to earn my keep, Nero Wolfe put it in English for me every chance he got. For the times when it had to be on the fly, and pretty sketchy, I have filled it in as well as I could. Maybe I shouldn't have tried to tell it at all, but I hated to skip it. Archie Goodwin. Chapter 1. That was the one and only time Nero Wolfe had ever seen the inside of a morgue. That Thursday evening in March, I barely caught the phone call. With a ticket for a basketball game at the Garden in my pocket, I had dined in the kitchen, because I would have to leave the house at 7:50, and Wolfe refuses to sit at table with one who has to pack it in and run. And that time I couldn't eat early because Fritz was braising a wild turkey and had to convey it to the dining room on a platter for Wolfe to see whole before wielding the knife. Sometimes, when I have a date for a game or a show, I get things from the refrigerator around 6:30 and take my time. But I wanted some of that hot turkey, not to mention Fritz's celery sauce.